These words are taken from the second reading proclaimed. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed. Faith. About 10, 15 years ago, I was working in my office, and I received a phone call, kind of an interesting phone call. We get those too as priests, especially right around the full moon for some reason. But I don't know if this was a full moon call or not. And it was a young woman, a single mother, who wanted to register in the parish and also register her children in the Catholic school system. And she said, well, what do you expect out of me as a registered member? And I said, well, first of all, pray. Come to church on Sunday. Instruct the teachings to your youth. And if you can, be generous and financially support the parish and all its activities. Well, she said, well, I'm Catholic, but I don't go to church. And I said, well, you know, it's one of the commandments that we are to go to church on Sunday. She said, well, who told us that? I said, God, the third commandment, keep holy the Lord's Day. Well, I don't think she really took much understanding in that. And then she went on something else, which I forgot. And then she said, well, who told us that? And I said, God did. And I was thinking, we already got two commandments checked off already. We've got eight more to go. Is she following those or not? But you know, I don't think she's the only one. I think every single one of us don't listen fully to the Word of God. We get started to pick out what we want to hear or change it to what we want it to say rather than to listen to the entirety of the Word of God, no matter how challenging it may be. And St. Paul told Timothy to rely on your faith and to live it. Live out what you learned and believed. This is the third Sunday now in taking our second reading from the second letter to Timothy. Let me just kind of highlight very quickly what we've heard thus far and lead into what we heard today. 2 weeks ago, we heard St. Paul tell Timothy that you have to be courageous. In order to be a Catholic and a Christian, you have to be courageous and live out your faith. We heard, he said, the gift of the Holy Spirit is given to us to help us. Last Sunday, we heard St. Paul say we have to persevere, that it's not going to be an easy journey, and God will take us when he takes us, but it might be a long time, so you have to persevere to the end. And now we come to our passage for today, living out the faith. Now, you might have a question and asking, well, where do we get our faith? What is the source or sources of our faith? So I'm going to answer your question without you even have to ask it. There's two sources to our faith. What we call sacred scripture and then sacred tradition. The first one is easier to understand than the second. Sacred scripture. What we hear every Sunday and what's contained in the Bible is the Word of God. This is what's called the kerygma, the word that is proclaimed. Now, the word of God was conveyed to the writers of the sacred scripture throughout the centuries. We say they were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down what God inspired them to write. Now, the thing is that the word of God is put into human words. There's always a limitation to human words. You can't fully describe something that you really wish that you could do. Human words have limitations, and I'm going to give you an example. For those of you who are about 20 years old or younger, this might not have had any effect in you at all, but I think for the rest of us it did. 9/11. When we saw what had happened, I think it profoundly affected each and every one of us. If I would ask you right now to write an essay to me, what you went through, I would think all of you to some degree could never be fully satisfied because your words can't fully explain what's going on inside you. And especially if any of you had any loved ones or people you knew in New York City or Washington or in Pennsylvania on that day. You probably could try to convey more because you might have had a loved one and could not contact the individual. But the human words do the best that they can do to convey what goes inside your heart. So it is with God's word. God's word is given to us. We want to fully understand it, but also then to live what we believe. So that's the first source of our faith. The second source is called sacred tradition. It really picks up where Scripture leaves off. From the foundation of the church at Pentecost, the church has always had to deal with how do we understand the Word of God even more? I mean, Jesus Christ didn't teach us every single thing that we're facing today. But what sacred tradition does, it goes back to sacred Scripture for foundation and then develops it even more, even down to our present age, so that we understand God's Word, His truth, and how we are to live it. And I'm going to give you two examples of that. The first one is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, if I were to have you and put power locks on the church and give you this question to answer, and the first one to answer, we can unlock the church. You show me in sacred Scripture where it says that Mary was assumed into heaven. I'll leave, but I'll let you stay here. Unfortunately, you're never going to find it. You're going to be here a long time. Because there is no saying directly that Mary was assumed into heaven. However, the early Christians had believed that it was only rightful that Mary be taken up into heaven. Since she was born without sin, why would she be held in the corruption of the earth? And so from the early part of the church, they believed it. But it wasn't solemnly defined until 1950 when Pope Pius XII declared it as dogma of the faith. Time had to elapse to make sure, is this a true understanding of the faith? But let me give you something else that I think kind of hits more to home, that on abortion. Again, if I would have you look in sacred Scripture where Jesus said abortion is wrong, you will never find it. But the Lord throughout history and found in sacred Scripture as a foundation how much he appreciated human life made in his divine image and likeness. The early church had to struggle with it because they did not know either when does human life begin. There was various understandings until about the year 100. When the church says, you know, we believe it is human life. We use what we call the benefit of the doubt. If you don't know fully, you always benefit that which is the good. Now, in our present day and age, we actually don't need faith to understand that. We use science. Science tells us at the moment of conception, it is a distinct being. Everything that human being's going to be is right at the moment of conception. And if some people question whether it is human or not, how could you say it is not human when it will be a human being? So again, we go back to the foundation of Scripture and then sacred tradition. And I use that because that's what St. Paul said, hold on to the Word of God in all its entirety as we try to understand it. This is what God wants us to live in this life. So that was his encouragement to St. Timothy. Next Sunday, we hear how St. Paul really is put to the challenge. Everything that we've heard this far, he's going to say to himself, I've been challenged, but I will give to the very end. I hope that we will always appreciate the Word of God, understand it, believe it, live it, so we know exactly what our faith takes to us is then seeing the fullness of God in his eternal glory. Our ultimate and true home.
Announcements. Please check the bulletin activities this week, and script is available to be purchased right after this Mass.